Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first televised face-to-face interview in 6 weeks, President Trump said it's very bothersome that the man leading the probe into possible ties between his campaign and Russia is friends with the former FBI Director James Comey. The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends that special counsel Robert Mueller is a close friend of Comey's. Mr. Trump also disputed Comey's claim that he had asked Comey for a vow of loyalty during a private meeting. Also at issue has been, as we mentioned, Russia interfering in last year's U.S. presidential election and whether there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. There are several investigations underway. Series of close encounters this month over the Baltic Sea and the U.S. shooting down of a Russian Air Allies aircraft in Syria have triggered some concerns among defense analysts that any direct incident between Russia and the United States, even if accidental, could quickly spiral out of control. Here is White House spokesperson Sean Spicer.
We continue to have deconfliction with them in Syria. I think that's a positive thing. I think we enjoy normal diplomatic relations with them. And as the president has said very numerous times, that if we can find areas of agreement with Russia, especially with respect to the fight against ISIS, area, you know, safe zones in Syria, then we'll do it. But it's got to be on terms that are in the best interest, in our national interest.
President Trump's spokesman Sean Spicer. Two back-to-back bombs went off Friday in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 25, wounding more than 100. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. On the first anniversary of Britain's decision to leave the European Union, leaders from the bloc have ended a summit in Brussels with questions about the residency rights of EU citizens in Britain once the exits of the regional grouping. Addressing the bloc this week, Prime Minister of Britain, Theresa May, discussed the fate of the 3 million EU citizens who call Britain home.
I want to reassure all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in the UK, that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. This is a fair and serious offer. And I want to give those EU citizens in the UK certainty about the future of their lives, but I also want to see that certainty given to UK citizens who are living in the European Union. Of course, there will be details of this arrangement, which will be part of the negotiation process, but we've made what I believe is a very serious, a very fair offer, which will give reassurance and confidence to EU citizens living in the United Kingdom about their future.
EU Council President Donald Tusk said the first impression is that the UK offer is below EU expectations and risk worsening the situation for the citizens. Exit talks between Britain and EU started on Monday and must be concluded within 2 years. It is the first summit since Britain triggered what is known as Article 50 in March, the official notification to leave the EU. Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has condemned the destruction of the historic Al Nuri Mosque by Islamic State militants in the battle-scarred Iraqi city Mosul. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says the destruction of the ancient monument is just the latest in a long list of atrocities perpetrated by Islamic State militants. The group has been responsible for the widespread destruction of religious sites, including churches, mosques, shrines, tombs, and graves in Iraq and Syria. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani calls the intentional destruction of the Al Nuri Mosque an attack on the religious and cultural heritage of the Iraqi people and the world.
International humanitarian law clearly prohibits such attacks, and perpetrators who target these objects while being aware of their religious and historical character may be held accountable for war crimes.
In July 2012, Islamist rebels allied with Al-Qaeda in northern Mali destroyed a 15th-century mosque in Timbuktu. Shamdasani tells VOA it is believed IS, also known as ISIL, blew up the mosque to prevent the approach of Iraqi security forces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.